This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It was all about the weather this weekend. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Some of you heard these sounds and survived it. Others, not so lucky in Tennessee. Terrible what's happened there with the amount of people who are still missing and those that have died as a result of 17 inches of rain within a 24-hour period. And then you have Henri drenching the Northeast with some heavy rain. And in New York City, there was a huge comeback concert. People were told to take shelter. They had to cut it short because they had the most rain they've ever had in Central Park in an hour. So there was crazy weather. Plus, we're talking about what else, COVID and the fact that what's going on with the Delta variant and schools opening and masking or not masking. I know a lot of you are tired of that, but it is the world we live in, and it is important to get you up to date on what I know and what I've talked about with people, and including the loss of someone that I knew as a guest on his show many times, dying after a battle with COVID. He was a broadcaster, and I'll talk about that too as well. But first, let's talk about the flood before Henri. I'm just going to dive right into it. Middle Tennessee, 22 people are, some are saying 21, 22. I heard 22, checking the numbers with a local law enforcement agency, but confirmed dead, and there are 20 others missing after this flood that went through Humphreys County in, again, Middle Tennessee. And the people that were killed in the flooding Saturday were confirmed dead within this one city, Waverly, which is the county seat there. And, you know, they were looking, going door to door. They're marking X's on the doors. It reminds me so much of Katrina, and just devastating news. I mean, where you see, and I know we talk about this all the time, but you see the video of this destruction. And you see what these people have gone through, and I don't know how anyone survived it. I mean, the damage, incredible. Homes completely underwater, smashing into their neighbors' homes. And really, it is very, very sad to see what's happened there. There have been shelters, of course, that have been set up, and this is a community that absolutely needs prayers and needs help and needs people to stay out and stay away while they search and continue their rescue mission, because maybe they will rescue some more people. But the flooding damage, the schools, the homes, the cars that are flipped up and ripped in half, just absolutely crazy. And it's that amount of rain in such a short amount of period where the houses fell off the foundation. People were in their houses trying to kind of batten the hatches. There was they couldn't do it. I mean, all of a sudden, your house has ripped away, and that's it. And you're just trying to get out of the house to survive. And some people were able to do that, others not as lucky. And again, it's those two numbers, the 17 inches of rain within a 24-hour period, which should be a record in that state. The National Weather Service still going through all their data, but it looks like it is. I mean, when you're getting rainfall rates of about 3 inches an hour for three straight days, that's astronomical. That is flooding. I mean, that impact is incredible. I mean, just absolutely incredible. And then you had other places where they were talking about what happened with Henri and how Henri, you know, just completely ripped through. Just the extreme rainfall again in New York City. And, you know, the fact that immediately people have to just get out of the way because the impact is incredible and it's swift. So if you're stuck inside somewhere thinking you're okay, you're not necessarily okay because you're right in the path. So drenching the Northeast, what happened is weakened from a Category 1 hurricane on Sunday morning, but it had winds of 60 miles an hour when it hit land at about 12:15. And it's a tropical depression now at this point. But when it first came in, damaging winds, storm surge, toppled trees, power lines down. There were about 100,000 customers without power in the Northeast, mostly in Rhode Island. Rhode Island got smashed with Henri. And, of course, flash flooding. And the flash flooding is what can be so scary again, because there's that false sense of security in a different way than what happened in Tennessee. It's where, okay, it's raining, it's heavy, we get it, but you get in the car because you just have to go to that one quick stop, and that one quick stop can be the one that kills you, because really all of a sudden that's what happens. So looking at the impact of it and seeing it come ashore, the waves pounding in Montauk, just a big seawall there, looking like that was going to topple. The Manhattan Central Park record, I said, where the amount of rain that fell, 4.5 inches plus, and, the fact of how quickly it fell, again, is that that's that whole thing. And other areas of New York seeing massive, massive rain and lightning and all of that in between. So there were people that were absolutely hit by this. Some could have been hit harder, so they feel fortunate that it wasn't quite as bad. Yeah, the Rhode Island governor, Dan McKee, who was asking people, please stay home until this passes, because you put your life at risk, but you endanger the first responders too, because of what we're seeing. And that's exactly right. What you think is okay, even if you have a big truck, then suddenly becomes something completely, completely different. Wow. What a weekend. I have to say that. I mean, what a weekend. And we're still reeling from seeing these groups of people coming out of Kabul and how many waves are there, and then what is going to happen to make sure that all the Americans are out of there. Because initially there was kind of some false information that was floating that Americans were out of there, but that's not true. There are still Americans who are trying to get to the airport because there's no safe passage to the airport. And while it looks a little more orderly in the last day, perhaps, it still is a fluid situation. Well, all of this is being set up. I mean, you got a Taliban government that's being set up. They can do what they want, or so they think, right? I mean, are they playing within the lines of whatever the politics of the day are, or is it something different? I mean, there's more than 200,000 or 20,000 people, rather, that are still just trying to get out of the Taliban control. You know, by Sunday morning, the number kept swelling of people who were waiting to get out of the chaos and to get on planes. In fact, so much, there are now not just C-17 military planes, but there are passenger planes, American, Hawaiian Air, and others, that are going to come in and take people away from Afghanistan and Kabul and that airport. Wow. Odds and ends and much more coming up.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Facebook with some great big plans for the first ever Elevate by Black Summit, an incredible opportunity with a training event that's free. It's a one-day virtual summit hosted by comedian, actress, and podcast host Michelle Boutte. Rachel Hawk, marketing manager for small business at Facebook, joins us. Rachel, give us more details.
This month, we're so excited to put a spotlight on Black-owned small businesses and offer a new training event, the Facebook Elevate by Black Summit. So many small businesses have suffered incredible loss over the last year, but Black-owned small businesses have been disproportionately affected by higher closure rates and lost sales. This virtual event will give new tools, insights, and inspirations for businesses on their road to recovery.
Rachel, where can we go for more information to sign up for the event?
To learn more about the Buy Black Summit or sign up to attend the event, go to facebook.com/buyblacksummit.
Thanks, Rachel. Again, facebook.com/buyblacksummit. Here on the show as we kick off the week. It's going to be an interesting week, although I feel like I say that often, but I really feel like it is. I mean, here we are getting in the tail end of the summer, then jumping into September and what will be the finishing touches of 2021. What is it going to look like when it comes to our health, when it comes to dealing with this SOB of a variant, the Delta variant, and what else is going on out there? Remember, you can always flip me your thoughts, k2katedelaneyradio.com. The mailbag is full, and we're going to hit it in our next segment. To clean something up, though, I mentioned about the other airlines that were going to come in and help in Afghanistan. So you might be saying to yourself, what is she talking about and how can that be? And this is pretty fascinating, actually. I had no idea. I guess I had an idea, but I had no idea that when was this used before. But they have a Civil Reserve Air Fleet, CRAF. This is the acronym. And it is to airlift support, you know, national defense emergencies, that kind of thing. And it's hardly ever been used. It's a post-World War II program. So 18 commercial airplanes will be able to help in this evacuation of this horrific thing we're seeing in Kabul at the airport of American nationals and refugees from the Taliban-controlled Afghanistan capital. And it's a voluntary program. It involves the Transportation Department, the Defense Department, and our commercial airline industry, mostly to increase air carrying capacity when we have a crisis, a defense crisis. So how about that? And it's pretty structured. It's pretty regimented, apparently very efficient, very successful. Yay, yay, and yay. Words we want to hear. Make it happen. And it is vital. But it's very infrequently used, but smartly, it was put into play in case, in case, in case. So this law allows the president, mostly through an executive order, to direct private companies to prioritize orders from the federal government to allocate materials, services, facilities. In this case, we're talking about planes. And it was first activated, if you remember, it was first activated during the Persian Gulf War to bring passenger jets, cargo, transports, crews, etc., to help in the deployment of U.S. troops and supplies from August of 1990 to May of 91 and their eventual return the second time. And I remember this one because I was just out of school the first time, so I didn't really remember that. But the second one I did remember once I was doing some research on it, Operation Iraqi Freedom, that was from 2002 in February to June 2003. So 18 commercial jets, three planes. This is interesting. Three planes from American, Atlas Air, Delta Airlines, Omni Air, two from Hawaiian Airlines, four from United Airlines. Now, they don't fly into Kabul. They don't go to that international airport. But they pick up passengers from transit centers and U.S. military bases in nations like Qatar and the United Arab Emirates, where the people are being processed for resettlement in other countries. See, you know, it's an emphasis on that, right? And they hope that this will help the burden of the overwhelmed basis. So that part's good. There still is the responsibility of getting them out, but then it stops there, and that will help and turn around the planes, the cargo planes, faster, too. So it shouldn't be any kind of an impact to commercial flights, which we know is kind of catch as catch can right now. But it is excellent that this is happening because I think this helps the process and it makes it smoother and it helps get the people out. I mean, listen, fair is fair to me. In the case of the refugees, when you had people who were absolutely all in and were helping American soldiers want those people out too, because you don't want to see them beheaded, hung, stoned, or whatever horrific thing the Taliban will do to them, as they have a kill list, and that is true, and they're going on a hunt for them. I mean, these people are being hunted down. They know it. They have families. They want out, out, out. And it makes complete sense to me that there is this way to have this post-World War II program jump in, help, and that should turn also, again, like I said, those should turn those planes around faster, and that's really, really good news. All right, not good news is Jesse Jackson and his wife have been hospitalized. They both were vaccinated. Jesse Jackson has Parkinson's disease, and he's had another surgery, so, and then age could be a factor there. I mean, you know, who knows? But Jackson at 79, his wife Jacqueline at 77, hospitalized after testing positive for COVID-19. And along with that news, I got some news about a talk show host who used to have me on his show a lot. The last time I was on wasn't too long ago, and his name is Phil Valentine. He's a conservative talk show host from Tennessee, or he was, and he was a vaccine sort of skeptic until, I shouldn't say sort of, he said he thought apparently that he was healthy and all that sort of thing, and then he was hospitalized from COVID-19. Well, he sadly, I feel so badly for so many people around him, and he treated me so well, and I enjoyed being on the show. He was 61. He's died. And he was on Super Talk 99.7 in Nashville, Tennessee, and he's really pretty popular. And he was skeptical of the vaccines, but he tested positive. And before his hospitalization, he told listeners to consider, if I get this is what he said, if I get this COVID thing, do I have a chance of dying from it? And he said, if so, get vaccinated. He said he chose not to get vaccinated because he thought he probably wouldn't die. So he's moved into a critical care unit, and his brother said, released a statement that he said he regretted he wasn't more of a vocal advocate of the vaccination. His brother Mark said, I know if he were able to tell you this, he would tell you get vaccinated, quit worrying about the politics, quit worrying about all the conspiracy theories. And so I have taken up that mantle, and I'm doing it again, empowering Phil Valentine in his words, get vaccinated. Get vaccinated, and don't put the politics in this. Leave the politics out of this one. And speaking of leaving the politics out of it, because listen, there is nobody who values freedom more than me. There is nobody who rings that bell consistently. And even the former president, Donald Trump, was in a place that I actually had one of my best speaking engagements and love the people here and spent a couple of days and just really, really enjoyed it in Cullom, Alabama. And Trump, the former president, was booed at this Alabama rally after telling supporters to get vaccinated. He said, I recommend take the vaccines. I did. It's good. Take the vaccines. And he said, and you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. You've got to do what you got to do, but I recommend take the vaccines. I did. It's good. Take the vaccine. And it wasn't that the whole crowd was booing, but there were plenty of boos that could actually be heard that were emanating from the crowd that was mostly maskless. And he said, you know, that's okay. You got your freedoms. But I happen to take it. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know. I'll call Alabama and I'll say, you know what? But it's working. So COVID cases and hospitalizations are surging in large parts of the southern part of our country because of the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus. In Cullman, where the rally was hosted, where I had this incredible experience, is having a rise in cases that has matched the previous peak from late December. So the city declared a COVID state of emergency just at the tail end of last week to help with extra emergency support for the rally even. Alabama has the lowest vaccine rate in the U.S. with just more than 36% of the population having been fully inoculated. And look, even the governor, Kay Ivey, a Republican, has said the unvaccinated people are to blame for COVID's resurgence in the state. Something to absolutely think about. Coming up, we're headed to the mailroom, and that means your thoughts. And again, a reminder, 24/7, you can send me whatever you're thinking, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical storm Henri has weakened into a tropical depression, but is still dumping heavy rains across southern New England. The storm made landfall Sunday afternoon in Rhode Island after weakening from hurricane strength. Henri is forecast to continue dumping rain through Monday night, with 3 to 6 inches expected in Long Island, New England, and parts of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, with isolated totals of 10 to 12 inches possible in northern New Jersey and southern New York. As a result, flash flood watches and warnings are also in effect across the region. And at least 21 people are dead from severe flooding in Middle Tennessee. The Humphreys County Emergency Management Agency says that another 45 people are still missing after the flooding swept through the area on Saturday following record-setting rains. 12 people were confirmed dead in the county seat of Waverly. Officials in the county about 50 miles west of Nashville say that search and rescue operations are still underway. You're listening to USA Radio News. The governors of several states have made statements over the past week that they would welcome Afghan refugees to their states. Three Balkan countries, Albania, Kosovo, and North Macedonia, have also offered to take in some of the thousands of refugees fleeing Kabul. Senator Jody Ernst says that the U.S. should also welcome Afghan refugees. The Iowa senator tells ABC's This Week that they need to be fully vetted before arriving in the United States.
Well, we want to welcome those that are fully vetted. That is extremely important that we make sure they are vetted before they touch down on American soil. And that is why it is so important that we continue working with these third country nations, providing them whatever support we can within those countries. And this is where President Biden, unfortunately, has really, he has messed it up. I'll just put it out there. Of course, with our international community, with his haphazard withdrawal, if we had been working with those allies, those partner countries, this would have been a lot easier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
The mailbag is filled with all kinds of stories about the rains that smashed into Tennessee and other parts of the country and Henri and what happened in the Northeast. So let's go there first. I got this one from Hal, who says, "Hey, Kate, it's been a long time since I've emailed you, but trust me, I'm listening to the show. I'm listening in the great state of Connecticut, and I have to tell you, in some parts of Connecticut, we kind of dodged it, and in other parts, you know, we certainly got hit with some rain. But I'm looking at what happened in Manhattan, which is just over the bridge, as they say. And in Manhattan, it was a nightmare. There were areas that were flooded. There was that big concert that also went down, which I feel for those organizers. I mean, how do you time these storms? I guess the good news is it wasn't quite a smash head-on that they thought it could be in Long Island. I mean, there were still people dealing with flooding situations, but not quite what it looked like it was going to be. So I feel pretty good after watching what those poor people in Tennessee went through and the amount of rain that they had in that short 24-hour period. That's just crazy. I mean, what do you do immediately? I guess as you watch it falling and falling, the only thing you can do is get out as soon as possible. But it seems odd to say that when you're not expecting it and you expect your house to kind of be that cave, safe haven, you know, whatever, from the elements, even the rain. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I've had a dose of that, nothing like Tennessee, but where you do think that, okay? So, yeah, I mean, we're fine here, right? I mean, we've got we've got ways to protect ourselves, and you know, we should be okay. We're in an area that's not known for flooding, and then all of a sudden you get that rain that comes down so fast and so furious and so hard. And I've seen, I've witnessed what it can do as I watched it seep around my house and then luckily stop, so I can easily see what happened to the people in Tennessee. Same thing, you're there, and next thing you know, your foundation is loose, and you're just trying to get to the roof. You're just trying to get to anywhere higher. That's what you're looking for. And how do you predict that? And then by the time you want to get out because you see, well, I don't think this is going to get any better, you know, you go to, what, get in a car, and then that floats away? I mean, it was very, very tricky and caught a lot of people off guard, and I can completely understand why it did. I mean, I can see exactly why that happened. All right, this one is from Mark, and he is listening to us in the great state of Texas. In fact, he is listening to us on 1240 AM. Thanks for all those shout-outs in Brownwood area, et cetera, that are listening to the show. And he says, gosh, Kate, what do you make of the situation in Texas? I really don't know what to make of it. When I say that, I mean the governor, and apparently now the governor has tested negative, which that's the idea. He had a short illness, and then he is through that whole COVID period. But other people aren't, you know, quite as lucky. It's very tricky with this Delta variant, what has happened to too many people, even with the whole scariness of the breakthroughs that are happening, and now the attention on boosters, and what does that mean for everybody? It's very challenging time, to say the least. Just when we thought we were getting through the worst of the worst, it turns out we're not, that it still is with us, and not to be negative and splash cold water all over everything, but you know, this is something that we're dealing with, living with, and we have to figure out, I think, individually how we're navigating and what our thoughts are. You know, well said about that. If you look at the cases and you look at what's happening, there's been an uptick in the reports of more cases because of the Delta variant, right, and because of people who aren't vaccinated and ICUs being overwhelmed, et cetera, and it's been challenging. And it's challenging in figuring out about the boosters that are supposed to start in the fall, and how long have you, you know, how long has it been since you got vaccinated? And what is your health condition? Do you have health challenges? Are you in that risky part of the ledger, so to speak, and schools that are masking and schools that aren't and schools that are fighting against it? And, you know, you brought in the governor of Texas, and you look at what happened with him, and the update is exactly what you said. He tested negative for COVID-19 just 4 days after testing positive, and he was told his infection was brief and mild because of the vaccination. So, you know, and remember, when he got the vaccination, I can remember that was like televised. I want to say they did it live. He was vaccinated in December, but he's not calling to reinstate mask mandates of any sort, you know, as there's a surge in Texas of the Delta variant. He's 63 and has his own health conditions. In Texas, the hospitals are kind of stretched thin, depends on where it is. And, you know, it's what do you do? I mean, it's like I saw this tweet from a Republican from Houston. His name is Troy Niles, and he said he tested positive for COVID-19, and he had moderate symptoms, and he said he's fully vaccinated, and he hopes that they pass. And he said, all Americans are free to make their own health decisions, but I strongly encourage getting vaccinated because it's scientifically proven to drastically reduce the risk of severe illness and death from COVID. And I told you the story of Phil Valentine, and clever guy, good on the radio, really enjoyed being guest on his show. And every time they asked, I did it because I liked the interaction with him and how sad. He was you know, hey, he thought he was fine, and then he wasn't, and he wasn't, you know, he wasn't vaccinated. So what do I make of the governor? Is, like I said, he was vaccinated. Now he's saying that, you know, it was mild illness, and that's it, that he's testing negative for COVID-19, but he's not changing stances on certain things, and Texas is grappling in some areas with a really sad amount of ICU beds that are open. Think about someone you love having a heart attack, having a stroke, or anything else. That's it. They're not getting one of those beds. All right, I want to get some more in here. This one is from Brad, and Brad is listening to us in Tallahassee, I think. And he says, hey, Kate, I can't wait till you do a world tour, or at least a South tour or Southeast swing, because I promise you I will show up. You crack me up with some of your funny things that you do, like the mic drop. I'm going to send you some of my suggestions for mic drops. And, boy, do we need the levity when we can get the levity from you, because it's the same thing that we hear over and over and over again and that we get smashed over the head with. And I know you used to do those cheap movie reviews. Have you done or seen, you know, have you done any movie going? Have you seen any new movies? Is there anything, period, that you would recommend? You know what I wanted to see? I wanted to see The Protégé because I like Samuel L. Jackson, but I didn't see that, so that spoils that. I saw Reminiscence because that's on HBO Max. And it's Hugh Jackman, and it's about memories, and it's kind of crazy because, like, New Orleans is basically underwater except for a little tiny piece of land, and it's wet land versus people who have the dry land, and they show Miami. I mean, this is a futuristic kind of thing. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I thought that was pretty, if you like kind of sci-fi-ish futuristic stuff, I thought that was pretty good. I would give that a thumbs up. And then I actually did go to the movies and see a movie that I think is doing really well at the movie theaters, the new movie that Ryan Reynolds has out. And it's just clever. I didn't necessarily want to see it, but the hubs wanted to see it, and of course, you know, we got to compromise. And it's called Free Guy, and it's I don't want to give the whole thing away, but it's not about a video game, but it's about this guy who's in the video game and a woman who's a creator of a video game with somebody else. And it was good. It was kind of a, people say it's like sort of a word of mouth thing that people are talking about, and it's PG-13, and it's kind of a wild card because anyone can go and see it. And it's a late night movie. There was actually a couple of kids in the movie theater, and once again, it did pretty well. It 18.8 million, and it's been out for 2 weeks, so that's just this 1 week, and it's good. I would recommend it. I mean, I wouldn't, if you just see the commercials for it, the trailer, I would think, this is like about video games, but it's not about video games. It seems like it is, and there is that piece of it, but it's much bigger. It's kind of like a better romantic comedy. It's not sappy necessarily. So if you're asking me about movies, I would absolutely recommend that one. There you go. How's that? Absolutely. All right. This one is from William, who says, hey, Kate, there's so many things that we could talk about and so many things I'm thinking about, but I wondered if you heard the sad story about those babies that were part of the 22 dead after the Tennessee flooding. I did. There were twin babies, I think you're talking about. This is the worst, right? I saw this on something I was watching. Their father had them in his arms, and he could not hold on to them. Would that not be the worst scenario nightmare? Stay with us.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder. With increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This hour, time for other What's on Tap, meaning things that are coming up, including this, some college mandates, the COVID-19 vaccine. Some of them are saying you have to be vaccinated. Others have coronavirus testing fees. But those who reject all of it, you are apparently subject to $1,500 for fees of up to $1,500. If you don't do anything about it. And that has become more and more common. You can't be on the campus, etc. Not every college, but a lot of them. But imagine that you also face a huge bill. I don't know about the rest of you, but if you went to school, that would be some bill, right? If you have to figure out a way to pay that fine to get back enrolled into classes, especially. All right, not fining, but giving away. Robinhood is giving away $100,000 to recruit new investors. You know, this is that online trading site that was pretty controversial, raised some eyebrows, but also helped a lot of young people invest. You know, they engage in gamification. They use all kinds of things that I think attract and encourage younger people to jump in and be a part of the whole Robinhood thing. And then they went public not too long ago, and it's obviously popular. So They reported $500.7 million, or $2.16 per share, a loss on Wednesday of last week for the second quarter. But they're giving away $500 to 200 users who join or refer a friend to the site. Those who join by Monday have to be approved by the company and link their bank account to the site by August 27th. They say they are going to notify the 200 winners by September 16th by email. The prize can't be claimed for 30 days because, of course, they want you to stay on the site. So they've enticed a lot of traders by giving away a share of stock to other publicly traded companies and some of the other things that they've done too as well. They were fined $70 million over outages and misleading and exposing customers to risky trading tools, they say. And, you know, the firm approved thousands of customers for options trading, but those customers didn't satisfy the firm's criteria, according to the feds. Let's just put it this way. They are all over this. There was a sad story. Remember the story of a 20-year-old, Alex Kearns? He was a customer. He died by taking his own life, suicide, after he thought he lost a significant amount of money by trading in options on that platform, and was freaked that, you know, that that had happened. So that was, boy, one of the saddest stories connected to Robinhood, that's for sure. Okay, some other things. If you drive a Chevy Bolt EV, they're recalling 141,000 of them for fire risks. And then you're going to get an 8-year warranty or 100,000 miles on the new battery for affected cars. They say they expect the recall to cost an additional $1 billion, and they're seeking some reimbursement for that from the battery supplier LG Chem. Important, for people who invest, but also if you have this car. I guess in rare cases, batteries supplied to GM for those Bolts may have some manufacturing defects, a torn tab and a folded separator is what they're saying, and some of the same battery cells that increases the risk of fire. Ugh, you don't want that. And of course that happened to some people, so that's what happened. And it's a $1 billion fix. That's pretty big, $1 billion to do that. But out of an abundance of caution and being smart, it is the thing they have to do. Instead of taking the risk, they don't want that to happen to more cars catch on fire, more people see that. You're like, that would not be good. That's not a good image. That doesn't help their brand whatsoever. All right, a couple of other things here on what's on tap. And it includes this. The Madden NFL 22 is on our doorsteps. People are, meaning it happened heading into the weekend, that you can jump onto that platform. You can jump onto the digital platform anyway with Madden 22. It's a big deal when it's released. It's Electronic Arts. They push the excitement for the NFL season, but they have the annual launch of the Madden game. It's sort of an unofficial flag planting or marker or, you know, signpost, whatever you want to call it, for the beginning of the video game season, too, for the holidays, for who's getting games. And the video space with football is pretty healthy. And this goes back way before Madden, but the Madden game is the one that just has so much life, right? I mean, this thing just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And it started back in, I guess, you know, you have a Madden release every single year. And you think of what it was like in the beginning. You know, what was the Madden games, you know, when did they start? And immediately record-setting. Right? Well, 22 years ago. So it's just gotten bigger and bigger for EA Sports. And now it's here. And now people are desperately trying to get it. And that's what's on tap. And the first game ever released happened, the first John Madden football was 1989. Ah, and then look at this franchise with EA Sports. Wow. It's the gift that just keeps on giving, that company, isn't it? Yes, absolutely. All right, how about this? What's on tap? Southwest Airlines is thinking about fall flight cuts because they're struggling. You know, they're not out of the woods. They say, we're struggling. We've got employee problems. It's continuing to grow. The chief operating officer sent out a memo heading into the weekend that the airline is facing operational challenges and they might have to reduce their fall flights. So flight changes or cancellations for travelers who already got tickets, that's been a very, very big problem. Nothing ticks off somebody worse than when they realize, oh, you're done. It's delayed. It's gone. You can't, I mean, this ticket, it's, you know, off. You had long lines of all kinds of issues. Delays in connecting travelers, bags, food, hotel, I mean, just you name it. And the schedules for the October-December quarter, that's a busy holiday season. I mean, they got to try to align that. So what are they going to do? It's like American Airlines in July, remember, they actively canceled 1,000 flights. And Spirit, because of the insaneness that happened to them, they cut flights into September with the August meltdown, which cost them $50 million. So I think these flight cancellations, delays, they happen in July, they happen in August. I think it's just what you expect is going to happen with a lot of the airlines because they can't meet the demands with the Pilots Association, et cetera. And pilots have to be up to speed on what they're flying because they haven't been flying a lot of the aircraft because of what happened with the pandemic. You know, there's always those tentacles that somehow reach out. So what's on tap is if you're going anywhere, be very, very careful, my friends, and make sure you have a backup plan. What is the backup plan if you're with your family and flights are canceled? Do you have, can you get a rental car? Is there a way to get out of the situation, especially if you were in some weird loop where you had to not take a nonstop? I mean, could be that, is it better to drive? A lot of people are just jumping in the car for that reason alone. If they can drive there, sometimes it's safer these days, right? But then that stretches the days. You know how that goes. Yeah. Whew. And sorry for the people that have T-Mobile. They had a big data breach. 7.8 million postpaid accounts and more than 40 million records of current and potential customers exposed by a breach. They're working on it. That's what's on tap. They're trying to make it better for all the people who were victims of that breach. Music means we're out of here. Exiting stage left. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Hashtag make it count, everybody.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.